We'll talk about some college football and a team that plays defense unlike my Michigan State Spartans. They play football over on the east side of Adrian, Siena Heights University. We're joined by their head coach, Matt Cohn. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning, Ian. How we doing?
Well, we're doing good. You know, if we're not talking about what happened at the woodshed on Saturday, I'm fine. Doing okay. So you guys took another trip out to the Chicago area and played a very defensive game. We'll just start with the grandiose takeaway from the head coach on the 19-14 loss.
Yeah, it was certainly a defensive battle, you know. Kind of looking at the rosters of both teams leading up to the game, was kind of front-loaded with some very good football players, you know, on both sides of the defensive ball. You know, we've got a veteran group on our defense, and in terms of their front seven, it was probably the most physical front seven that we've seen all year, and it certainly showed throughout the game. Just one of those games that, you know, it's going to be tough to generate some ground game by either team. And it ultimately came down to who made the least amount of mistakes and who executed the most, which, you know, certainly was usually what it always comes down to.
Yeah, and you look at, you know, the we'll get to the mistakes in a second, but just looking at the team numbers, St. Francis, who you played, had 189 total yards of offense between passing and rushing, and your team with 168 total yards. I mean, that just tells you the kind of defense that was out there on the field. Was it the case of elite defense or struggling offenses?
You know, it might, for us, it was definitely some inconsistent play on the offensive side of the ball. You know, the total yardage number was a little skewed in that, you know, our quarterback was sacked six times. So we went backwards quite a bit and had some lost yardage there. So it was just some inconsistencies. Giving up six sacks, you know, you're not really going to be successful. We had some bad turnovers in the game that ultimately led to points for them. You know, and if we don't do those things, if we don't give them a short field, you know, we're not going to give them those points, and the end result might be a little different. So we're trying to figure it out. We think we got some really good football players on our team. We're playing very well at times. It's just those inconsistencies, you know, throughout the game in crucial situations that are coming back to hurt us and give us the result that we're not really after.
So we look at the, you know, the scoring difference was really in the third quarter was the safety and then the kick return, 78 yards to give St. Francis the lead, and that was it with 12:24 to go in the third. And you have the turnover numbers we talked about last week. Looking at, you know, the team from the top down, it just looks like these are things that can be fixed. You know, from me, from the outsider, looks like, yeah, just hold on to the ball. You know, kick the ball this way.
Absolutely.
They seem very fixable, right, Coach?
They are, you know, and you hit the nail on the head kind of how that game unfolded. We go into the locker room up 14-10. Get the ball in the second half, have some inconsistencies in execution on our first drive, and in fact go backwards a little bit on our first drive. We're forced to punt from our own end zone, and we snap the ball over our punter's head, you know, for a safety. And then on the ensuing kickoff to them, you know, you're backed up a little bit when you got a kickoff after a safety. They return that kick for a touchdown. So, you know, you can't do those things if you're going to win, particularly win on the road against a good defense in our league. You know, in the second half, we were able to get down inside their 20 a couple times, went for it on fourth down a couple times, and just weren't able to sustain the drive. So we had several opportunities. I felt our defense really rose to the occasion in the second half, not giving up any points, really controlling field position. We were just unable to capitalize when we got down in their red zone in the second half.
Talking with Siena Heights head football coach Matt Cohn, John, I'll let you talk in a second, okay?
Okay.
All right. I have one more.
I've been
more.
Sitting here quietly waiting for my turn.
Patiently waiting. So I'm going to play the role of critical Saints fan, okay, Coach? How can you turn these close losses into wins? Like, we've seen this before, lose close game. How do you turn close loss into win? Did I steal your question?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, you're
now I'll sit here quiet a little longer.
Yeah. You look at what we've done these three games. You know, we've had three games come down to the final possession of the game. And in one of those three, we were able to make the plays down the stretch to win the game. And in the other two, we were not. So it really comes down to our execution. You know, you look at it on tape. We feel that we have the schemes in to match our personnel to allow us to be successful. We're just not executing them, particularly in crucial situations. And there's times that we do execute and we move the ball and we're successful on offense, we're successful on defense. So for us, the solution is just trying to simulate that game speed, trying to simulate that game intensity, that game physicality throughout the week. And that was really the message to our team this week. That's what we're going to set out to do this week is attempt to play in three games before Saturday. You know, we had a very physical practice last night, a very intense practice last night, and we're hoping by just upping the ante a little bit at practice, doing some more ones versus ones instead of scout team exchanges will allow us to execute in those situations. You know, in our two losses as well, they've been pretty evenly matched games from an offense and defensive standpoint. You know, you look at the total yardage in last game, and it was a defensive battle. There's no question about it. But the difference in our two losses have been big plays in the kicking game. You know, you look at when we went out to Chicago at St. Xavier, we had two turnovers in the kicking game, and we missed two pretty short field goals, and we lose by three. And then in this last game, you know, we generate a safety against ourselves by a bad snap and then give up a kickoff return for a touchdown. And that ultimately was the difference in the game. So it's just finding a way to execute in those crucial situations and being more consistent in the kicking game. We were able to win our first game because we won in the kicking game and we made some plays down the stretch. So really focusing in on those two things, we've been able to pinpoint our deficiencies and are working to take care of those.
I just was waiting to make sure I was going to get a turn here.
All right, John, go ahead.
Hey, St. Francis of Indiana coming up this Saturday at home. It's homecoming. Tell us a little bit about the opponent for this coming week, Coach.
Yeah, they've got a legendary coach in the NAIA. Kevin Donnelly actually has more college football wins than Nick Saban. He's been doing it for a long time. They're always an extremely disciplined team. They're very talented. They recruit very well out of the Fort Wayne and Indianapolis, you know, metro areas. So they always have talented personnel. And we played them very tough. It's a team that we get pretty jacked up to play. We've had their number the past couple years, have won some big games down at their place. So we're looking forward to the opportunity, you know, and it's also a big, big time for us in our season when we're kicking off our league. And, you know, at the end of the day, we wanted to win those first three games. We prepared really hard to win those first three games. But really it comes down to, for us, our league schedule. And it starts this Saturday.
That's right. You are 0-0 going into week four, right, Coach?
That's correct.
All right. Well, you can catch the Saints right here. Jeff Bowman will have a special homecoming edition of the pregame show. So we're working on that, getting the final details squared away. But you can catch the game right here on the Cave. Chris Renwick on the call. Kickoff at 12 noon over at Siena Heights. And they can watch the Saints take on St. Francis of Indiana. We've been talking to their head coach, Matt Cohn. Coach, thanks as always. Good luck Saturday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, guys. Take care.
Yep. Right, good luck, Matt.
Thanks. And once again, that is the head coach for the Siena Heights Saints, Matt Cohn, joining us inside the Cave.